if you are listening right now, at this very moment, you just made it back for another episode of Project Black. If you don't know this voice, let me go ahead and introduce myself again to you. It is your boy, the host, your big brother, the motherfucking creator, Alex Little. And we got a very, very special episode, man. It's going to be a good one, I think. Actually, I know. And I got a very special guest with me today. I got my wife, the mother of my son, the love of my life. This is fucking Marcina Little, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself. If you ain't here, she just laughs. So.
Hi, guys. I'm Marcina, as you already just heard. There's not much to say other than let's get started into this series. What are we talking about today, babe?
Today, we're talking about the worth of a woman. Now, you're going to get both perspectives from a man's standpoint and a woman's standpoint.
Right. No other way to get a woman's worth than bringing a woman on the show.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So, first, before we get started, how are you doing today?
Good. We got a lot done today.
Yes,
we did. So, I'm feeling good. We got a quiet house, so we're able to record today, which is always a good day. And I'm excited for this fun episode.
Well, let's go ahead and get started. First, I want to ask you, what is your worth? What is your worth to you?
I think my worth is limitless. I feel like a woman's worth and my worth. I would say, because I feel like the worldly view of a woman is a little bit different, because a lot of people just view women, not people, but some of the closed-minded people view women as just a way to reproduce in this world, kind of like the lesser vessel, and not very strong. But I view women as very empowering. I feel like a woman's worth is limitless, as in their love is limitless. Their choice is limitless. Their beauty, we're more than beauty, more than age, more than our bodies, more than our sexual being. I feel like our worth is just never ending. I don't know if you would agree on that, but what do you think?
Oh, no, I do. I agree.
Yeah. What do you view?
From my standpoint, I believe women are more stronger than they think. What person do you know can, other than a woman, can create life inside of her?
You better preach, because
it takes two to party, but what person do you know can create and literally grow life inside of them? And hold this motherfucker until he's ready, he or she's ready to pop out.
Yeah.
Honestly, I believe that the way us men, the key word, I said men, some of us men who view ourselves as greater, I view the woman of my life the same way.
The same way as in you view me equal, or you view me, like you just said, how men view them as greater. Do you view me as greater?
Yes, it's greater. As in greater in every aspect.
I think that also changed our mindset a little bit after we had Marcel too. Because I was very codependent a lot of my life. And I depended on you a lot when we first started dating. Just a little backstory. Alex and I have been together for 8 years. We started dating when I was 15 years old, which when I was 15 years old, I struggled with a lot of anxiety, depression, and just a lot of like not knowing who I was. So I feel like once we grew up and we watched each other grow up, we learned our worth individually a little bit differently. But then when you watched me, and I just saw it go through his eyes, he watched me give birth to my son. And mind you, I had to give birth to my son all natural. And I thought I was literally dying. But afterwards, this man literally was like, you are Superwoman. Not even Superwoman. You are like a, no, what did you say? Superman.
Yeah, Superman, not even Superwoman.
Is
Superman.
What he was saying. It and was... I was just like, and in awe of how he's like, you, I couldn't imagine. I would never do that.
Hell no. My ass was hurting from when she literally gave birth to him. I'm like, how the fuck are you doing this? Like,
yeah.
It's a very, honest, if you've never seen birth up close, it's some scary fucking shit. You see a whole human coming out of this hole.
Yeah, because I feel vaginas are very like, powerful. And I feel like women are very powerful. Mm-hmm. I was able to go through that, build life, 9 months carry him, and then give birth to him. And then instantly right after, without having kids before or ever having to do that, I already knew what I was doing.
So like, I'm
not knowing what I was doing, but at the same time, Alex kept saying, did you have a handbook or a class on how to do this? I feel like women just, it comes natural. And for me, as soon as I gave birth, they were wheeling me into my room and they're like, you need rest. I said, I need to go find my son. What do you mean rest? Mm-hmm. And that's when I knew. I was like, I'm one powerful woman. Same when I'm sick. I'm like, moms don't take sick days. I gotta make sure my son's good. My husband's good. He's gonna work. He has food on his table. Groceries are done. Bills are paid. Oh, and then I have to remember to take medicine. You know what I mean? So I think I view just women as powerful, strong. Like you said, not a lot of women know that.
No, and it's kind of sad, honestly.
Yeah.
I think the more that women start to realize how powerful they can be, I think this world it'll flip upside down, man. It's honestly, it's gonna come down to them realizing it, and some of those men high key accepting, like,
yeah,
we don't, not even we don't, we can't run everything.
Yeah, because women run this world.
hang on.
I feel like we do. I feel like we are a part of running this world, because I do feel like we're very equal, especially in this household. You and I feel like we portray very equal parts in this household, other than, you know, the biblical standpoint of allowing you to lead this family. But I also do that in more of a biblical term. Like, when I believe that God is, you know, speaking to you and you're going to guide my family and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, I also feel like as being your helpmate, I don't view me as your wife as your shadow. I view me as your backbone. And when you're down, I can stand up and still take care of this house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's where a lot of women don't stand up, because they're like, they need their husband to take care of them. They need their husband to pay their bills. They need their husband or boyfriend or man, whatever. And that's when I refuse to allow that. And I don't know where women lose that, but I know my mom for damn sure did not allow. She used to say she didn't raise no punks. Mm-hmm. And as she was talking to me, my sister, like, we are not no females that just, you know, are yes men. Mm-hmm. Because that's not who I am.
I believe, honestly, I know in my household, I have to know that you can handle the household and handle yourself.
Oh yeah.
By yourself. You don't need me to. You don't have to call me every 10 minutes. Like, babe, how do I do this? Or babe. Yeah.
But I used to.
Well, and that's fine. We were younger at that time.
Yeah.
But the more you grow and the more that you get older, I feel like there should come to a point where you know that I can do this without so-and-so.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't have to be just man.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this without so-and-so.
Yeah.
And it gives me comfort to know that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I don't have to worry about you. I mean, unless something's wrong, yes, call me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have to worry about you burning down the fucking house because you don't know how to you don't know how to do something. Or I know my son is going to be well taken care of because you've already established that you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And I see that you're, like, having conversations with men about women sometimes are very hard because their ego sometimes either goes down or men just don't view women the same, which is fine because everybody's their own opinion.
Yeah, everybody has their own viewpoint.
But I feel like people listening would ask, where did you get this, like, women are worth this so much? Like, where did you learn this? Or is this just something that you've always known?
I kind of got it from I mostly got it from the women in my life, starting with my mom and then her mother. It was just growing up with women for pretty much most of my life. Mm-hmm. Strong women, I thought. Mm-hmm. Strong women who have gone through some shit and come through victorious.
Yeah.
And just to see how they kept pushing and mm-hmm. persevering, it...
As in my mom.
Mm. As in, I don't know, it's just, it put a whole new light on women.
And I can second that because I see the way you love your mom and take care of your mom. And that's more than I know a lot of women are like, I'm not dating or marrying a mama's boy. I don't think it's that. I think you just appreciate the worth of your mother.
Okay, when it comes to being a mama's boy, you're more so depending on your mother.
Yeah.
I have a respect for my mom.
Another level of respect.
Like, I have a respect for, not even just my mom, I have respect for women who know how to hold their own, hold shit down, mm-hmm. can talk their shit, can honestly, like, can spit some real game and not just sit there and take everything and they can
find your mother.
I did, but like that, I see my mom as the
top
fucking dog, man.
Man,
like, top dog.
I used to say, and Alex wrote something, but I think I was like 16, and I told his mom, I said, I feel like I get treated like a princess from your son, and I thank you for that because he was raised by a queen. And I feel like, you know, being raised by a single mom, you know, she wasn't earlier in your life. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Being raised as a single mom, you just have the utmost respect for her. And even now, with her husband now and her kids, you have sisters. That's all you have. And then a mom, you know? Mm-hmm. So you're surrounded by women. Yeah. Your grandma, your nana, you know what I mean? All of them are just mm-hmm. some powerful women. So I feel like more men, if they appreciated the worth of a woman... Mm-hmm. This world would be insane. And I see on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, where did you get that man? Or how do you know when people see this, like, man opens the doors? Mind you, women, my husband does not let me touch the door.
Nah, she don't touch the door. She don't chop
I don't take the trash out unless it gets on my nerves and he's not home. Mm. And not because I can't, but he also appreciates my worth on... a little bit more. And it's not, he always tells people, it's not because she can't, it's not because she's asking, because I don't think I've ever asked him treat me this way. I've never had to write him a handbook. I think he just knew, and he actually taught me my worth very, very young, because I still, 22 years old, sometimes question myself. We'll go lay down in bed, I'm like, babe, what the hell am I doing with my life? Am I supposed to be doing this? Am I worth this? Am I worth a marriage? Am I worth this family? Can I handle this family? And I feel like you feed off of love, and you put so much into me, and words of affirmation and just powerful. I feel like we feed off each other equally, and that's how I become such a powerful woman, because I have somebody that stands behind me and shows me my worth and not constantly beats me down.
No, because if I'm constantly beating you down, so then when I'm down, I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't go to you. I've already beaten you down.
Right.
Your cup is fucking dry. You're about to break.
Yeah.
I can't. I need somebody that, like I said, I need somebody that I can go to, mm-hmm. and they can also come to me with the same energy.
And that's a helpmate. I think we talked about this a lot. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like Alex is my soulmate. But not only that, like, we had to be friends, mm-hmm. best friends, enemies. We went through so much to the point where, like. And we'll talk about this, like, maybe in another episode, but learning to love ourselves to be able to know my worth. I didn't know my worth because a long time, honestly, I was only a wife and a mom. If you would have asked me what I was outside of those two things, I would sit here and be like, what are you talking about? I don't have time for that.
And I remember asking you, what are you outside of just being a mom? Because you being a mom is, yeah, it's
a full-time damn job.
It's a job, but you also have a life outside of being a mom.
Yeah, but I didn't see that for a long time. So that's why I say I still think I'm finding my worth, because I'm doing things more for me. But I think it's very important. Like, I know how powerful I am. I know my voice. I feel like big things as a woman's worth. The two big things I tell myself is my voice and my choice. I have a choice in my life, and I have a voice to express my choice in life as a woman. And those two I know for sure. But when it comes to Masina's worth on what are you outside of mom and woman, mom and wife, I would stutter like, is that even an option? And that is because I give my all in those two categories. Because as a woman, I think that's a big standpoint. I need to be powerful wife, because if I'm not doing it right, somebody else will. You know what I mean? And that's real. That's real talk. Not saying that my husband's going to go do that, but at the same time, if I'm not fulfilling my husband, and if that could be in any category of life, we're now married now, so I can say all that. If I'm not satisfying my husband, they're going to find it somewhere else. Same with my son. If I'm not filling his cup and giving him the attention, then he's going to go out in this world and get the attention from somebody else, or grow up and try to find that motherly attention that he desperately needed as a kid and a little chicken head girlfriend, or you know what I mean?
Right,
so that's why I give my all as those. That's not my only worth, but I'm still working on it. Ask me in a few months maybe, and I'll tell you what my worth is, Masina. But it's powerful, just undiscovered.
Undiscovered. I think undiscovered is probably the right word.
Yeah.
Because honestly, not everybody knows their word. I don't know my words sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think undiscovered is the right word.
Because I told you it's layers for me.
Oh, definitely. It's like a fucking onion.
Yeah, because for me, I'm not willing to give everybody my all.
I don't mean to cut you off. Not everybody deserves your all. Again, man or woman, not everybody deserves your all, because not everybody can handle your all.
And that's so true, because I felt like you can ask my mom, me and my mom, I think she's one of the biggest people that built my worth, because my mom spoke life into me, and I'm one of the biggest people is if you try to talk to me, I'll probably sit there and just cry because I don't understand how to handle it most of the time. But my mom would tell me, like, you know, you don't need to please everybody. Like,
I tell you that shit all the time.
But in high school, I felt like I did that. I felt like my worth was defined by what everybody else wanted, and how everybody else received. You know, I was the high school varsity cheerleader. I was the freaking student council president, yearbook editor in chief. Like, I was that girl, but I was that girl for others. If you would have asked me in high school who I am for Masina, I probably would have just sat there and trembled or looked at me in the mirror and I hated myself, because none of that stuff fed me or made me a better person. I probably was that mean girl that everybody hated to be around because I was giving my all for everybody. So I think that's why at 22 years old, as a mom and a wife already, I struggle with my worth, because I just keep asking everybody else. So now I wanted to find it for myself, and that's why I say it's layers, and I refuse to give it to people because I need to protect my energy, protect my my mental health, my sanity. All of these are huge for me, and that's what defines my worth.
Spitting some real game. See, this is what I'm talking about. If she can spit some real game, Bron, keep her. I love when I can spit game and I can get game back. Like, that's some sexy ass shit right there. But I want to kind of backtrack. You said choice.
Yeah.
When regarding choice, let's go to a different topic. Going to choice. Pregnancy. I think that's probably the most popular topic out in the world right now.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Or how would I feel?
How would you feel if our son?
Okay, my baby. Got it.
If our son came home and said, my girl is pregnant, she doesn't want to keep the baby, but I want to keep the baby. We're going to give both viewpoints, but I want to hear how.
So if it was my son and his girlfriend got pregnant, I'm guessing they're young.
Yes.
Okay. I would console my son and let him know, you know, everything's going to be okay. But at the end of the day, I would sit down with him and try to get him to understand this at the best as possible. But that's her choice. Mm-hmm. And I would try to explain to my son, you know, you had the choice, and not trying to make him feel bad. Because in this situation, which we've been there, very confusing, very hard situation. But let him know that he had a choice before they had the baby came. When you lay down in that bed, if you're going to lay down in the bed, you know the consequences of having sex is possibly getting pregnant. I would let him know that you had the choice to put a condom on. You had a choice to tell Asti if she's on birth control. The conversation should not be now that we have a baby, are you keeping it or not? Because that conversation should have been before you guys were having unprotected sex. So I would let him know, I truly get what you're going through, but I would sit there and support your girlfriend as much as possible, because at the end of the day, it is her body, her choice. You had the choice in the beginning at conception. Yeah. they had the choice then, but now that the baby's here, or, you know, in the womb, she can do whatever she wants. Her body, her choice. Once again, as a woman, my voice and my choice. And my son, I will preach that till the day he leaves my house. And same if it was my daughter. Say my daughter came home and said, hey, mom, I got pregnant. You know, I don't want to keep it, or I do want to keep it, but my boyfriend does or doesn't. Whatever, they're thinking opposite things. I would let her know the same thing. Baby, this is your choice. You know, at this time, I can't even tell you. Even as a mom, I have to let her know, I'm not the one that can make this choice. Mm-hmm. Your body, your choice, and I will stand by that. Mm-hmm. Whatever she decides, if it's adoption, if it's, you know, keeping the baby, whatever, my standpoint goes in the moves. I'll pray with her. I'll love her. Pray with my son. I'll love him till the end. But at the end of the day, it's the woman.
It's the woman. It's the woman's choice. And now I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not. I think I would kind of explain it to him, not differently, mm-hmm. but more so from
a man's
standpoint.
Okay.
More so saying that, yeah, you might want the baby now, but maybe this isn't the right time, which is why you guys have two different opinions on it.
Right, which is why I'm saying that conversation, and we know, because we had our son, most people don't know, but we had our son at 18 years old. You know, we were at high school, but we were 18 years old, and we just started our lives in college. It was not part of our plan, but at the same time, we had to make the decision for ourselves. Yes, it wasn't the right time, and at the time, it doesn't look like the right time, but we kept Marcel. You know?
But I was saying we were on the same page. It's two people on two different pages.
Okay.
And she doesn't want to keep him, her, whoever.
Yeah.
And he does. I'm telling him that, hey, it's, think about it as, okay, maybe I don't need to have a baby right now. Maybe this is not the right time.
Yeah.
And maybe she's not the right person.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's the right person at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
So I would kind of have him see it as
The bigger picture,
yeah.
And then I'll teach my son to wrap it up.
Wrap that motherfucking shit up. Have a conversation before y'all decide to have sex.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we lack that conversation. We always want to rush into...
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and fuck, and then we'll see what happens later. No, I think we should... Us as men, mm-hmm. as men,
mm-hmm.
we should start that conversation.
Yeah, because what's it called? Sex is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. And being young and doing it before I should have,
mm-hmm.
knowing now, sex is a huge thing. So, yeah, woman's voice and a choice, but a man's voice and a choice matters in sex, too. Yeah,
definitely.
And I feel like that conversation should have been had before. And that's where more of a woman's worth comes in, because the worldviews are saying nowadays in 2021 that you, once you get pregnant, you don't have a choice if you want to give up the baby or keep the baby.
Yeah, they're trying to I'm confused. Why is there a law?
Yeah.
On
what women do with their body?
Yeah. Like I mean, honestly, I don't understand. Yes, I do believe this. At a certain point of that age,
a pregnancy.
Yes, I'm sorry. At a certain point of the pregnancy,
it's considered. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be considered murder at all costs.
Yeah.
But if you're still in that early trimester to where you just found out, you're 3-4 weeks into it, whatever. I don't know how it works to abort.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be a timestamp on when you can make that decision.
I feel like no matter what, I could say whatever I want to do with my body. Whether you think it's this or that, I think if I, at the last second, I'm literally, my water just broke, and I'm like, actually, I no longer want to keep this baby. I'm putting him up or her for adoption.
Okay, that's fine. That's adopting.
I think it's more than abortion, because that also goes against a lot of like biblical standpoints. So that's hard for me to have that conversation, because at the same time, I'm a Christian and I go by, you know, my Christian worldly views. But I'm pro-choice no matter what. But I'm pro-choice for you. Like, I believe women should have that choice. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm pro-choice for me, as in, for me, my choice is I wouldn't go through that. I never had to go through a conversation like that, because I knew in my heart I couldn't have done that. But for women, I believe, keyword women, it's what they want to do. So I love you, babe, but I get you're saying, like, there should be a timestamp. End of the day, you never had to go through that scary part. So yes, I get that you're saying, you know, at some point, the pregnancy, da 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 da.
If you feel the baby kicking, we've had a conversation on, hey, let's
keep the baby. And that goes way more into the topic where, like, abortion, all that stuff, which goes against, like I said, a lot of the biblical things I go against. So that's why I'm not going to go too deep into that. I just know for me, in my choice, I believe in choice. I believe in whatever you want to do is your choice. You don't have to explain to me. You don't have to tell me. I will stand by you as a woman, as a mother. But for me, in my life, I feel like women have the choice and no explanation needed. So I don't need you to explain to me when and what point of the pregnancy you wanted to do whatever you wanted to do, because I refuse to shame another mom for doing what they want to do. And then I also refuse to have a conversation about it too, because that's not about me and my baby. Because me and my baby already made that decision. Me and my husband and my baby already made that decision. Other women can do what they want to do, but let them have that voice. Not letting the law and the president and the whatever, whoever makes the laws. I hate politics, so I really don't know what that means, but whoever is making these rules, but mind you, they're all men. All these men are telling women what they can and cannot do. So yeah, that's my standpoint on.
I definitely agree with your viewpoint. I do. But clearly, this is a very juicy topic, and we can't just get all this information out at once. So it looks like you're going to have to wait till next time. I'm just fucking with you. Now, please stay tuned for part two to this series. It's going to get even juicier, man. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, I think I am excited to know a little bit more and kind of dive in and show people a little bit more, and maybe even going on now a man's worth and knowing the worth of a man. So if you're interested in that, I would just, you know, come back to the next Project Black episode.
Hey, like I always say, stay humble, stay motivated. And keep your head up, King. Later.